UW Extension is holding meetings in southeastern Wisconsin to tell people about the threat posed by the emerald ash borer. The insect has killed millions of ash trees in some other Midwest states, and the bugs have now been found in Wilmette and Lily Lake, Illinois. Extension insect specialist Chris Williamson told a group in Kenosha County that cutting down and destroying trees the beetle is in or near is the most effective way to go.
And I know that doesn't sit well with some of you because you're like, man, that's a pretty harsh approach. But if those infestations are isolated, that is the best approach that we can take.
Williamson acknowledges eradication efforts haven't worked in Michigan, but he says that state underestimated the prevalence of the emerald ash borer. Williamson says there's no silver bullet in the way of insecticides. The warnings are getting the attention of some people in the border communities. Werner Steinseifer fears for the ash trees at his condominium complex in Kenosha.
We got a beautiful place here. Our grounds are beautiful. We don't want to lose any trees.
Ed Raska of New Munster calls the prospect of losing his ash trees scary. He says he's already thinking of what to plant next.
I'll be upset, but I guess I'll get over it and find something prettier to plant.
Tree experts in southeastern Wisconsin say they're also looking ahead. Oak Creek City Forester Rebecca Lane says her community would plant several different kinds of trees.
Just work on diversity and reforestation. I think it would come around, but it would be certainly devastating just the same.
But the emerald ash borer hasn't been spotted in Wisconsin yet. The U.S. Ag Department yesterday announced another $8 million for a survey program in southern Wisconsin and Illinois, and to implement a quarantine to prevent the movement of nursery stock and firewood out of the infested areas. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Bristol.